जय राधा माधव जबियारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव जबियारी जय राधा माधव जबियारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय जय प्रभु पा प्रभु पा प्रभु पा जय जय प्रभु पा जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृगचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामा कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की गंगा माई की जमुना माई की सामवेत भक्त वृंद की गुरु गौरांग की गौर प्रेमानंदी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिरभवति नैष्ठिकी ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंतो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट सेकंड फर्स्ट एंड सेकंड सो बिफोर आई स्टार्ट ओके लेट्स रेसाइट फर्स्ट एंड देन आई विल रीड फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग समरी स्टडी ऑफ दिस चैप्टर that Srila Prabhupada is giving. So let's recite first. Text 2. Responsibly, please. Arstri Senena Arstri Sen, the chief personality of Kim Purush Varsh. Sorry. Artisan, the chief personality of Kim Purush Varsh. Saha with Gandharvai by a company of Gandharvas. Anugiyamananam being chanted param kalyanim most auspicious bhartru bhagavat katham the glories of his master who is also the supreme personality of Godhead Samuparshnoti He hears with great attention Swayamcha and personally Idam this Gayati chants Arsri Srinasa Gandharvair Anugiyamanam Param Kalyanim. Let's try this much, please. Bhartru Bhagavat Katham Samupsruniti Swayam Chedam Gayanti. Arstri Senana Saha Gandharvair Anugiyamanam Param Kalyanim Bhartru Bhagavat Katham Samuparshnoti Swayam Chedam Gayanti Ah आर्श्रीश्रेण सह गन्धर्वैरनुगीयमानां परम कल्याणे। भर्तृ भगवत कथां समुपश्रोति स्वयं चेदं गायन्ति। अर्श्रीषेण सह गन्धर्वैर् अनुग्रियमानां परं कल्याणीम्। माता है ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. A host of Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramchandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arshtisena, the chief person in Kim Purush Varsh, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. So I'll read purport also, then I'll go back to the summary study of this chapter. In the Puranas, there are two different opinions concerning Lord Ramchandra. In the Laghu Bhagavata Amrit, this is confirmed in the description of the incarnation of Manu. The Vishnu Dharmottar describes that Lord Ramchandra and his brothers Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna are incarnations of Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha respectively. The Padma Puran, however, says that Lord Ramchandra is an incarnation of Narayan and that the other three brothers are incarnations of Shesha, Chakra and Sankha. Therefore, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan has concluded, Tad idam kalpa भेदे नैव संभाव्यम संभाव्यम. इन अदर वर्ड्स दीज ओपिनियंस आर नॉट कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी. इन सम मिलेनियम्स लॉर्ड रामचंद्र एंड हिज ब्रदर्स appears as incarnation of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman and Anirudh, and in other millenniums they appear as incarnation of Narayan, Sesha, Chakra and Sankha. The residence of Lord Ramchandra on this planet is Ayodhya. Ayodhya city is still existing in the district of Faizabad. So it is written here Hyderabad. So Faizabad, which is situated on the northern side of Uttar Pradesh. I'll read the summary study and a plus slokas translation. Chapter 19, a description of the island of Jambudvip. This chapter describes the glories of Bharatvarsh, and it also describes how Lord Ramchandra is being worshipped in the tract of land known as Kempurushvarsh. The inhabitants of Kempurushvarsh are fortunate because they worship Lord Ramchandra with his faithful servant Hanuman. Lord Ramchandra exemplifies an incarnation of Godhead who descends for the mission of Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya Cha Duskritam, protecting the devotees and destroying the miscreants. Lord Ramchandra exhibits the actual purpose of an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees take the opportunity to offer loving transcendental service to him. One should surrender fully to the Lord, forgetting one's so-called material happiness, opulence and education, which are not at all useful for pleasing the Lord. The Lord is pleased only by the process of surrender unto Him. When Devarsi Narada describes to instruct Savarni Manu, he describes the opulence of Bharatvarsha, India. Savarni Manu and the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha engage in devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin of creation, maintenance and annihilation, and who is always worshipped by self-realized souls. In the planet known as Bharatvarsha, there are many rivers and mountains as there are in other tracts of land. Yet Bharatvarsha has special significance because in this tract of land there exists the Vedic scripture of Varnasram Dharma, which divides society into four Varna and four Ashram. Furthermore, Narad Muni's opinion is that even if there is some temporary disturbance in the execution of the Varnasram Dharma principles, they can be revived at any moment. The effect of adhering to the institution of Varnasram is gradually elevation to the spiritual platform and liberation from material bondage. By following the principles of Varnasram Dharma, one gets the opportunity to associate with devotees. Such association gradually awakens one's dormant propensity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and frees one from all the basic principles of sinful life. One then gets the opportunity to offer unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Vasudev. Because of this opportunity, the inhabitants of Bharatvarsa are praised even in the heavenly planets. Even in the topmost planets of this universe, Brahmalok, the position of Bharatvarsa is discussed with great relish. All the conditioned living entities are evolving within the universe in different planets and different species of life. Thus one may be elevated to Brahmalok, but then one must again descend to earth, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. If those who live in Bharatvarsa rigidly follow the principles of Varnasram Dharma and develop their dormant Krishna consciousness, they need not return to this material world after death. Any place where one cannot hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from realized souls. Any place where one cannot hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from realized soul, even if it be Brahmaloka, is not very congenial to the living entities. If one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsa as a human being does not take advantage of the opportunity for spiritual elevation, his position is certainly the most miserable. In the land known as Bharatvarsa, even if one is a sarvakam bhakta, a devotee seeking the fulfillment of some material desire, he is freed from all material desires by his association with devotees, and ultimately he becomes a pure devotee and returns home back to Godhead without difficulty. At the end of this chapter, Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes to Maharaj Parikshit the 8 sub-islands within the island of Jambudvip. Text 1. Kim Purushe Varse Bhagavant Madi Purusham Lakshmanagrajam Sita Biramam Ramam Tatcharana Sannikarsha Virataha Param Bhagavato Hanuman Sahakim Purusair Virat Bhaktir Upasate. Translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, in Kim Purush Varsh, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramchandra, the elder brother of Lakshman and dear husband of Sita Devi." Today's verse, a host of Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramchandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arstisena, the chief person in Kim Purushvarsh, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopikakant राधा कांत नमस्तुते, तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फॉर माय ओबेसेंसेस टू माय सीनियर्स हियर सन्यासीस ब्रह्मचारीस एंड other devotees, all of you. So if I may make a mistake, please pardon me, because this fifth canto is a little complex, describing the whole universal creation. Too high for the camera, I can't. Okay, I'll try with this height. I have to comply. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedant Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे। सो वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट चैप्टर, द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट चैप्टर, एज इट इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप इन विच भारतवर्ष इज लोकेटेड। So, actually, the location of Jambudvip is that it is within Bhumandal, and Bhumandal is described in the pages of Bhagavatam that it is that it is like chakra or flat surface, and the center point is this Jambudvip, and there are islands around each island. So around Jambudvip means island. So around Jambudvip there is another dvip, 10 times bigger, 7 islands. And each island is chakrakar, like a disc. And around each island is 9 ocean of milk, ocean of yogurt, ocean of liquor, ocean of honey, ocean of salt, ocean of water, like that. It's and the middle portion is Jambudvip. And in the middle of Jambudvip, there is Mount Meru. And around Meru, in the foothill of Meru, there are different varsha. Ila, Vart varsha, Bharat varsha, and there are other varsha in northern side, eastern side, western side. There are different varshas. And in these different verses, different personality, same personality but different form, personality of Godhead is being worshipped. And in southern portion of this southern foothill of this Meru is this Dvipa, Kempurush Varsha, sorry, Dvipa is Jambudvipa, different Varshas in different direction of this Mount Meru. So this Kempurusha Varsha is in southern side, and so as Bharat Varsha. So in Kempurusha Varsha, Lord Ramchandra along with his brothers are being worshipped. And the devotee is Hanuman. And so as other Varshas, there are different incarnations of Lord being worshipped, and devotees are also different. Kurma, Varaha, Narsimha. Narsimha, Prahlad is worshipping Narsimha Dev along with his associates in different verses. I didn't have enough time to write down all this, and it's not even have enough time here to go through this detail of which Varsa, which personality of Godhead is being worshipped by which chief devotee, like Prahlad, here Hanuman. And in our Varsha, Bharata Varsha, being worshipped. Who is being worshipped in Bharata Varsha? Nar Narayan, the incarnation of Krishna in the form of Nar Narayan. And the chief devotee is Narada. And if you go to the peak of Himalaya in Badrinath city, there Nar Narayan Rishi along with Badrinath, Lakshmi, Garuda and Narada. So Narada Muni is worshipping Nar Narayan Rishi in Bharata Varsha. And we're supposed to follow him, Narada Muni. We're supposed to follow Narada Muni's Bhakti Sutra. Narada Muni's Bhakti Sutra. Very beautiful book. Actually, sutras, he is describing. Anyway, I don't want to go into that detail also. So this is being described in these pages, that Jamudvip is located in the center of Bhumandal, and in Jamudvip there is Mount Meru, and Mount Meru's different direction, north, south, east, west. Different Varshas are there, and in these different Varshas, different predominating deity is being worshipped by different chief devotees. So in Kempurush Varsha, which is today's sloka, Lord Ramchandra along with his consort, Srimati Sita Devi, and along with his brother, is being worshipped by Hanuman and Kempurush, inhabitants of Kempurusha, which is called Kempurusha, who are like monkey-like human being, you can say, or monkeys, you can say, just like it appears like Hanuman. So this Kempurusha is worshipping Lord Ramchandra. So then in summary study of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of Bharata Varsha. So he is saying that Lord is worshipped Lord is being worshipped all throughout creation. But in Bharatavarsha, if somebody takes birth and worships Lord, then he gets all facility at his hand immediately. He starts not from beginning, but he starts from higher studies, higher practice, higher everything, higher. Why? Because in Bharatvarsha, automatically one gets that knowledge of transcendental loving devotional service to Lord as soon as he is born. The sanskaras starts taking place, the atmosphere around the newborn is immediately so conducive to devotional service. Not only that, but in Bharatvarsha is being described. What is Bharatvarsha? Bharatvarsha extends all the way up to Europe, and this side is extends up to Brahmaputra or something like that, north, south. So there are some very elevated prants or provinces, and some are considered to be lower than the upper, higher, nicer, conducive to devotional service kind of prant or provinces. So if I name some of them, not all of them, then Arabistan, Kabul, Iran, and further down, plus on this side, Bengal, Bhutan, Nepal, all these provinces are considered to be less conducive. And how we are classifying this? We are classifying this according to the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally available through the incarnations and through the birth of devotees. Other provinces such as Vraj, Gujarat, South India, and provinces like that are more conducive, more elevated, because more incarnations, more appearance of Lord and more appearances of his pure devotees. So going back again to Bharatvarsha, a child born in Bharatvarsha automatically gets the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. The sanskaras, going to school sanskara, name giving sanskara, garbhadan sanskara, and anpras sanskar, and all the way up to vivaha sanskar, and at the end of antyeshti sanskar. In other words, varnasram dharma automatically is available to him from childhood, and the whole atmosphere now it is even in this kind of provinces which are called elevated places. There is lots of unusual, not conducive to devotional service to Lord is also happening, unfortunate. But Prabhupada is again coming back to the point that it may be momentarily in this tract of land, it may be that it is not conducive to Krishna consciousness or devotion or religion, but it will rejuvenate pretty soon. It will come back because of the nature of the creation of Lord. So this Bharatvarsha is mainly designed by the Lord for those kind of living entity who are very higher in their consciousness, who are elevated to the extent of devotional, unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. So any kind of a birth, lower kind of a birth in Bharatvarsa is even glorified by the inhabitants of higher planets such as Brahmaloka, Swargaloka, and they are always desiring to take birth in Bharatvarsha. So this is the importance of Bharatvarsha, that automatically Varna Ashram is in place, automatically the Sadhu Sangha is in place, and we can find profusely the sadhus in this tract of land, Bharatvarsha, whole Bharatvarsha. It doesn't matter higher kind of provinces or lower kind of provinces. Automatically it is available. And that's why Bharatvarsha is glorified here in these pages, Jambudvip, and in this dip, even Bharatvarsha. So many varshas, but Bharatvarsha is being glorified because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He takes His appearance very frequently, and also devotees, very highly elevated devotees, they take birth in this tract of land, and exchanges between Lord and His devotees takes place in very intimate form. So we cannot imagine the fortune of the people who takes birth in Bharatvarsha. And what to talk about taking birth in the land where Krishna has exhibited His pastimes, such as Dwarika, Mathura, Vraj, Vrindavan. And even we are also so much fortunate that within Vraj, even there are different hierarchies of places, such as topmost Radha Kund, then Govardhan, then Vrindavan, then Mathura. Why this kind of gradation? Because of the sweetness and because of the intimate pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead with His devotees. So Srila Rupa Goswami is describing all these things in detail in his different books, such as Laghu Bhagavatamrit and Upadeshamrit, and even Transcendental Devotional Service in Madhur Ras through Bhakti Rasamrit and Ujjwal Nilamani. So this thing is available in Bharatvarsha. The other varshas, it is available in different mellows, such as Kim Purusha. It is a predominating rasa is servitor, dasya ras, Hanuman and Lord Ramchandra. Very little of madhur ras with Mother Sita. Lord Ramchandra is having his pastime, mainly Dasya Rasa. So this is how these chapters being evolving into Bharatvarsha and then Vraja and then to Radhakund. I don't want to go into detail of all these things, but this is what these pages are describing in Prabhupada's purport. We'll see that. So we in ISKCON are living in Bharatvarsha. Prabhupada says my temples are all my temples are non-different than Vrindavan, non-different than Mathura, Vrindavan. So Prabhupada has created a beautiful society in which we can practice transcendental loving devotional service to the topmost level, and he has given us the opportunity by creating this transcendental society in which the whole globe is fortunate, not just certain provinces or certain countries. So this is this is the philanthropic work of Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Dev, etc. So we have to take this to the fullest, take opportunity of this to the fullest extent. So I'll stop here. Any question, comment, especially comment by Sankarsan Prabhu, his wife? Yes? I can't hear that far, but you can hear? Okay, the microphone is coming. Very good idea.
The glories of Bharatvarsha, we agree.
We?
All the means for Krishna consciousness is available. Yet, to bring back Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada had to go to West.
Yes.
So West is not different. I think they did the better work than Bharatvarsha.
Yes.
Even though there is everything was available, Varna Ashram and everything, samskaras and everything, but Prabhupada got them back into Krishna consciousness but by going to only to West. So how is that possible? Could you explain it, please?
Well, Prabhupada brought Bharatvarsha to a whole globe, which is his, I said that is his best, that is his contribution as a Mahavadanyaya. Prabhupada is Mahavadanyaya, most magnanimous, and he has given that opportunity to every walks of life, not just who are born in Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha is important because of appearance of in different form of his incarnations and different devotees. And you can see that Bharatvarsha is rich with devotees and with incarnation. And that's why it is being glorified. But Krishna incarnates in throughout his creation, not just these varsas or these dvipas or this brahmand, or you know. So then it comes to, you know, Krishna being or Prabhupada being very merciful to whole creation. But because of appearance of his devotees and his incarnation, this track of land Bharatvarsha is being glorified here. Any other question? Yes, Sankarsan Prabhu.
In this purport we read that there are, Prabhupada says, two different opinions regarding Lord Ramachandra. However, these two different opinions are reconciled by Baladev Vijabhushana, that actually they're not contradictory. In other words, they appear to be contradictory, but they're not. So I just wondered, there's so many different things in the Vedic scriptures which appear to be different. My question is, there is on some level in which all these contradictions are resolved.
Well, the so-called contradiction is no contradiction. The scriptures are absolute. Dharman hi sakshat bhagavat pranitam. All scriptures are emanated from the lotus mouth of Krishna, or he is the compiler of the Vedas. Veda is the server. Aham eva vedya vedant krit veda vichyaham. So, Lord is not contradictory. Looks like partial, but he is not papa vidyam. He is above mistakes, four kind of defects. There is no contradiction. Looks with our mind, with our intelligence, meager intelligence, we think that it is contradiction. Apani pado javano grahita. He doesn't have hand and he acquires from millions of miles away, he brings. And he doesn't have legs, but he can walk faster than any faster thing. Looks contradictory. But it is, we have to understand all this contradiction through the intelligence of great acharyas such as Jiva Goswami, Baldev Vidyabhushan, and so many, Srila Prabhupada and so many other acharyas. We can mitigate this contradiction, so-called contradiction. It looks like contradiction, just like Baldev Vidyabhushan is mitigating contradiction. That one Purana says that Lord Ramchandra appear as an incarnation of Vasudev Sankarsan Padman Anirudh. Another place is Padma Purana, whatever place says it is incarnation of Sesh and Vishnu and Chakra. So it looks like contradiction. But a different time, they can appear as an expansion or incarnation of a different spiritual entities. They can incarnate different places, different circumstances. Looks contradictory, but Baldev Vidyabhushan has mitigated that contradiction, that it is this time he appeared as the incarnation of this, and this time they appeared same personality, Ramchandra and his brothers appeared in different time. So mitigated the contrary. So our acharyas, especially Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada, they are very expert in scrutinizing the Vedic literature, and they have mitigated all contradiction in their commentaries, in their script, in their books, scriptures. So, I don't know whether we are talking right or not. I am talking right or not, but you can explain further. Yes, please.
You've explained it very nicely. Actually, there are no contradictions in the Vedic scriptures, just only apparent contradictions sometimes. Only apparent contradictions.
Apparent, right. Looks like contradiction, but yeah. It's not. Apparent.
Yeah. The Vedas are Krishna himself, and there is no contradiction in Krishna. Krishna is absolutely non-contradictory.
Thank you very much. Any other question? Right on dot. Yes? Yes?
I was wondering, do you see a problem with the term mythology? Because the dictionary meaning of it is basically means stories may not be true, may be true, may not be true, but often exaggerated or have different words. So see, our stories of pastimes, there are many versions of it, and they are told by different traditions, different schools, different acharya. As you said, look, they are sometimes contradictory, but they are not. So do you see a problem with the term mythology?
Yes, big problem. The scriptures are not myth or fiction. The scriptures are Dharmani Saksat Bhagavat Pranitam. Vedaischa Sarve Rahame Vedyu Vedanta Krit. So the scriptures are direct emanation from the Supreme Personality of God, its mouth. Whatever he speaks is absolute, absolutely true. So if sometimes says, and I was in one incident with Prabhupada, where in Toronto temple, the Sunday feast Prabhupada was giving, and one Indian man, gentleman, he asked such question, that Srila Prabhupada, your scriptures are saying, Mahabharata is saying that Bhima used to eat thousands of kilos of laddus. And how this is possible? This is all myth. And Prabhupada became red hot and very furious, and he just blasted him. He says, whatever Krishna says, whatever scripture says is absolute truth. You have a meager intelligence, you are buddhu. He said, you are stupid. You don't know what you are talking about. And he blasted him. So we have to see, and we have to see through the eyes of Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Jiva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, acharya, like very elevated acharyas, how they are explaining all this so-called myth kind of situation into a absolute truth. So we have to see through the eyes of these great acharyas. Then we can understand the nitty-gritty of transcendence of this kind of contradiction. We can understand through the acharyas, such acharyas. It's absolutely true. Anyway, I think I should stop here because many duties, many people have. So thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sisi Radha Shyam Sundi Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrind ki. Tulsi Maharani ki. Guru Gauranga ki. Gaur Premanandi.